And we are going to take a pause here in our interview with Aileen Sabira, and we're going to talk with Beth McDonald about the very interesting events that are going on. As you and I have already shared, Beth, the whole issue of maintaining a schedule and all of this went right out the window in regards to this weekend. It was just unbelievable. And you had mentioned that I'm not alone, that there are others that are sort of experiencing the same kind of disconnect, and you made a comment about how it's almost as though we're still Mercury in retrograde, but we're not.
But we're not. We are in the echo period, which is the 3 weeks after the Mercury retrograde, but this one is particularly, I want to say jumpy.
I was going to say bizarre.
Bizarre is also true, because there's so much energy in Aries.
Yeah.
And Aries is very impulsive. It's very rapid. It moves very quickly. And often when there's a lot of Aries energy and you're moving that fast, it's easy to make mistakes, easy to forget details, easy to overlook things. It's harder to be detail-oriented when you're moving that fast.
Okay.
And so, it does definitely have that same tone. Mercury, the planet Mercury is in the middle of Aries. It's about 14 degrees. And so, this could foreseeably ramp down very slowly.
Okay.
But don't lose sight of the fact that there is a gorgeous new moon on Monday. The sun has moved into Taurus. The new moon will be right there next to it in Taurus. The new moon is always in the same sign as the sun. And it's the new moon is new beginnings. It's particularly poignant this year because the new moon happens the day after May Day, which is also, the spring ceremony, the spring celebration.
Right. Beltane.
Yep, Beltane, mm-hmm. and off we go. So,
now, you also have mentioned that there is a six-planet alignment, or not so much alignment, but there are six planets, Uranus, Mars, Jupiter, Mercury, as you've mentioned, Venus, and for a short time, the moon. In Aries.
In Aries.
Through May 1st.
Right. Aries is one of my favorite signs. It's very, very powerful. On a good day, it's very, very proactive, all about forward motion, getting things handled, getting things done, solving the problem. It's also very playful, but on a bad day, it can be a little cranky. It can be a little quick to anger. You have to watch your tongue a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a beautiful configuration for May Day, for Beltane. I think it's awesome.
Is this the same configuration of planets they are talking about that will appear in the sky in some alignment, or that the solar system planets somewhere around December 21st of 2012? Is this the same?
No, everything then will be in Sagittarius, which is, and Capricorn, which is also, Sag is a fire sign.
Okay.
So it's very, very different.
Different
it is,
thing, okay.
However, very similar to the configuration that was said to be in the sky when Jesus was born.
Okay.
There is a very strong movement of historical astronomers who have been tracking back, what that was all about. And Aries is the sign of the emperor, the king. And they feel that there was a stellium in Aries at the time of Christ's birth.
It seems interesting, too, for me as a layman, that when I look, when I hear about the universe and its motions and movements and spinning and things flying hither and yon, and I often wonder, well, how is it that these constellations that we look up at in the sky every night, for the most part, they're still in the same position and shape. You can still outline Orion's Belt and the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, et cetera, et cetera. And yet the universe is constantly in motion. It's like, I don't understand. If I took a bowl of marbles and I threw it on the same floor three times in a row, I'm going to get three different complete patterns. And yet the universe maintains this cohesiveness.
Certain gravitational order,
yeah.
I think.
Very strange.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm grateful.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand it a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I know that we're all trying to understand what's going on, and you're there to help us because
yes.
you've been doing this for how long?
Since the early 90s, okay. Probably 93, 94.
All right. And people can find out about you at your website, which is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
And a phone number, can we give that out?
Yes. That is 805-963-0842.
All right. And again, Beth McDonald Consulting. Beth McDonald, we look forward to talking with you next Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan, and this has been Tell Me Your Story.